Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16. This is Letter 5917, Baruch Hashem, the 10th of Kislev, Tovshin, Yudches, Brooklyn. The leadership of Tzidei Agudas Chabad, that is in Montreal, Hashem Aleim Yichyu Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, after a long interruption, I got your letter from Friday, and the Rebbe says, I'm interpreting when you write about the program of a gathering of the camp and also as it pertains to the celebration of Hanukkah. So the Rebbe says, I'm interpreting it that the preparations are done with the necessary energy that is required and in a way that these two aspects should be on a big scale. Mamadim Gedolim, do this gathering, because we see literally that that's it's important over here. The way you're deshtel, the way you set yourself up to settle and to develop many matters that are tied to these matters. So if you have the right approach and you have the right, you give up the right spirit and do it in a big way, that makes a big difference. For sure, the Rebbe says, these matters themselves, that's when you want to develop, but when you're actually doing these programs. So the Rebbe says, when this is understood, that it's proper, it's worth it, the extra effort, even you have put in effort, because this is not a one-time thing, but this gives also the possibility to utilize it later on. So the Rebbe says, don't look at it as only a one-time thing, but rather, if you invest, so the Rebbe says, even in preparations, it's important to think big, out of the box, do it on a grand scale. That's even the preparations, but certainly the programs themselves should be done, and it's not confined just to that time of the program, but it's a general that it has later on the ability to utilize it further. Number two, the general idea of a summer camp in the Montreal vicinity is not only good, but it's actually necessary. And according to my opinion, it's a must. And the Rebbe says that we see vividly from the other matters and similar to this, that for many years that I'm writing, I'm demanding, like for example, a new building for the Yeshiva Toim Chet Mimim, and also about the idea of bringing in to the board as bringing in to the VAD that must be to the Montreal. They have a group which was not by Chabad, but Rebbe wanted them to bring in Shochtim Abodkim from Anash to be part of it. But the Rebbe is saying all these in Yonim need to be done in a, it's absolutely necessary. The camp is absolutely necessary. By the way, that camp today is one of the major Chabad camps today, also functioning today in Montreal, over there, outside of Montreal. And the Rebbe mentions other things that he's been demanding. And the Rebbe says, I'm not sure whose shoulders, who's responsible, which I'm going to say now. But the Rebbe says for sure, you're already being occupied also as it pertains to the festival of Yitzchak Kislev that is coming upon us. That in every shul there should be a Fabrengen in a fitting time. So this demands whoever is responsible, not just to remind them about it, but also to encourage them. And if they have a demand, a proper person will come and talk for them and explain to them what Yitzchus Kislev is. The Rebbe wants them to make sure that in every shul there should be a Fabringen for Yitzchus Kislev. And if they need speakers or they need people to come and encourage, the Rebbe says, you should provide it. Who? The Rebbe says, I don't know who to give it, but the Rebbe is saying this to the whole of Tzid Agudas Chabad, to them. The Rebbe blesses them for good news and all the above, and for success in their work of spreading the wellsprings to the outside. So the Rebbe is writing this letter to Tzid Agudas Chabad in Montreal. So the Rebbe says that when you write about the gatherings of the camp in Hanukkah, so the Rebbe says that you're doing it with proper energy, preparation, and on a big scale, the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says it wants to put in a lot of effort. It's not a one-time thing. This is a continuous effort. The Rebbe is teaching them how to run things, how to do things. And the Rebbe says the necessity of having a camp. And the Rebbe says, I'm demanding these things to keep on demanding that they should do big and more. And the Rebbe says, whoever is responsible, they should see to it to make a beautiful Fabringen for Yitzchus Kislev in every shul in the fitting time, to provide speakers if necessary, and the Rebbe blesses them for good news.